Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders crisscrossing states to garner support. Government slashes prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations. India offers to install green hydrogen production facility as per global demand. IMD predicts heat wave conditions over northwest India and Bihar for next 5 days. Sports Ministry inducts 3 squash players into flagship TOPS scheme to improve medals tally at 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. And in Thailand Open Badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to quarterfinals. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing states to garner support for their party. Star campaigners of different political parties used all their might to woo the voters for the next phase of elections in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that CAA is a burning example of Modi ki guarantee and it is clear that the BJP fulfills its promises. He said CAA will not be removed.
आज तक ये इंडी गठबंधन वाले कहते हैं कि मोदी ये जो सीएए लाया है ना, जिस दिन मोदी जाएगा ये सीएए भी जाएगा, ये मोदी की गारंटी है। जो भी ताकत इकट्ठी कर रही है कर लो, मैं भी मैदान में हूँ, तुम भी मैदान में हो, आप सीएए नहीं मिटा पाओगे।
Addressing an election rally in Jaunpur district of Uttar Pradesh, he said, "This Lok Sabha election is an opportunity for the country to choose a leader who can run a strong government which makes the world aware of India's strength." He said earlier, development was restricted to big cities, but now a lot of development has taken place at places like Ayodhya and Kashi also. He also addressed political rallies in Azamgarh, Bhadohi and Pratapgarh districts of the state. On the other hand, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Rae Bareli. Attacking the BJP, she said the Saffron Party is promoting lawlessness. She also criticized the government for lack of facilities in cow shelters.
यहाँ ये लोग कहते हैं कि ये धर्म को बड़ा मानते हैं, गौ माता की बात करते हैं, यहाँ की गौशालाएं देखी हैं? मैंने देखी हैं, चारा नहीं है, पानी नहीं है, छत नहीं है, छप्पर तक नहीं है, सारी गाय धूप में लेट के मर रही हैं, 40-50 गाय मर गई हैं, मैंने देखे हैं सारे वीडियो, मैं गई भी थी उस समय गौशालाओं में देखने के लिए कि क्या हालात है, आप कहते हैं आप धार्मिक हैं।
Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav also attacked the BJP in Banda and said the state and central government are neck deep in corruption. He also addressed another political rally in Fatehpur district. These rallies are being held in the constituencies which will go to polls in 5th and 6th phase. In Bihar, several star campaigners and senior leaders of NDA and the Grand Alliance today held public meetings in support of their alliance candidates. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held election rallies in Sitamarhi and Madhubani. Addressing a rally in Sitamarhi, he said, by scrapping Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has implemented the true spirit of one nation, one constitution. He added that now it is time to integrate Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, with India. Rashtriya Lok Morcha candidate and former Union Minister Upendra Kushwaha conducted door-to-door campaign in Daudnagar in Aurangabad in Karakat parliamentary constituency. From the Grand Alliance, party leaders of RJD, Congress, Vikashil Insan Party and left parties held several election rallies in different parliamentary constituencies. In Odisha, high-voltage campaigning is on for the remaining 3 phases of both Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Senior leaders of the BJP, Congress and BJD are making whirlwind election tours and roadshows to attract voters for their party nominees. BJP President JP Nadda held a mega roadshow at Bhubaneswar and addressed 2 rallies in Sundargarh and Bargarh Lok Sabha constituencies. BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik also held a roadshow at Bhubaneswar this evening. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference at Bhubaneswar and criticized the BJD government in Odisha for being unable to give employment to the youth. Kodarma Lok Sabha constituency in Jharkhand will go to polls along with two other seats and one by-election for Gandhi Assembly constituency in the state on the 20th of this month during the fifth phase of the general elections. We have more details on this from our correspondent.
Kodarma Lok Sabha constituency has generally remained a traditional seat of Bharatiya Janata Party since it came into existence in the year 1977. Surrounded by lush green jungles and mountains, the area is also rich in minerals such as mica, ruby and bluestone. In the present election scenario, there is a battle between party versus individual for this seat. NDA candidate and sitting MP Annapurna Devi is the strongest contender for Kodarma constituency among all candidates. The constituency comprises of six assembly segments of Kodarma, Barkatha, Rajdhanwar, Bagodar, Jamua and Gande from three districts of Kodarma, Hazaribagh and Giridi. Deputy Commissioner of Giridi District happens to be the returning officer of this seat. With 2,252 polling centers, the electoral rolls has more than 11,40,000 male voters and 10,65,000 female voters. In the 2019 elections, Annapurna Devi had defeated Babulal Marandi of JVM by a record margin of over 4,55,000 votes. Mrs. Annapurna Devi got over 7,53,000 votes, making her the highest vote earner from Kodarma seat in the history. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
The Election Commission has begun home voting facilities for senior citizens above 85 years of age and Divyangs in New Delhi for the Lok Sabha election. The exercise will continue till the 24th of May. Delhi will go to polls in the sixth phase on the 25th of this month. More from our correspondent.
In a path-breaking initiative, the Election Commission for the first time in a Lok Sabha election has provided the facility of home voting for the elderly and Divyangs. Voters above 85 years of age and persons with disabilities with 40% benchmark disability can avail the optional home voting facility. This initiative marks a significant stride towards ensuring inclusivity and accessibility of the electoral process and in bolstering democratic participation. Over 1,75,000 senior citizens and Divyangs are eligible to vote for the Lok Sabha elections in the national capital, which includes over 97,000 senior citizens and 76,000 Divyangs. A total of 5,472 people have opted this facility of home voting. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has taken a tough stand against post-poll violence in Andhra Pradesh. The Commission has directed Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Andhra Pradesh to take strict action against culprits. It has also directed the Ministry of Home Affairs to retain 25 Central Armed Police Forces companies in Andhra Pradesh after counting. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The government has slashed the prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations used to treat diseases such as diabetes, heart and liver ailments. The decision was taken at the meeting of the National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority in order to ensure that the cost of essential medicines remains affordable for the public. The pharma companies have been instructed to pass on the information on the reduced price of various medicines to dealers and stockists with immediate effect. New and Renewable Energy Secretary Bhupinder Singh Bhalla has underscored the country's determination to play a pivotal role in the global hydrogen economy. Addressing the World Hydrogen Summit 2024 in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, yesterday, he assured the delegates of India's capability to meet any scale of production demand for green hydrogen, provided there is sufficient market demand and support. The Secretary said the country's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources is projected to increase by 50% by 2030, in line with the country's commitment to transition towards sustainable energy sources. Senior Indian Information Service Officer Moshmi Chakravorty assumed the charge of Director General of Akashwani today. A 1991 batch IIS officer, she has a vast experience of working in several media organizations of the Information and Broadcasting Ministry, including Press Information Bureau and Central Bureau of Communication. Today, the 49th State Day of Sikkim, commemorating its formation as the 22nd State of the Indian Union, was celebrated with great fervor at Chintan Bhavan, Gangtok. A report.
The event featured Vedic chanting mantra, recitations by monks, hymns and renditions of patriotic songs by students from various schools, including those catering to children with special abilities. A book titled Hamro Sankalpa Viksit Bharat Pushpit Sikkim by Raj Bhavan was also released during the program. A brief documentary titled Statehood Symphony Nearing the Golden Jubilee by Information and Public Relations Department was screened. Additionally, a video titled Sikkim Where Nature Meets Smiles by Raj Bhavan was also shown. The celebration also set the stage for preparations towards the grand celebration of Sikkim's 50th statehood, Swarna Jayanti or Golden Jubilee. Usha Sharma, Akashwani News, Gangtok.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heatwave conditions over northwest India and Bihar for the next 5 days. Severe heatwave conditions are very likely to prevail in some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till the 20th of this month. East and Central India are also likely to witness heatwave conditions from the 18th of this month. The Weather Department forecasts rainfall accompanied by isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over southern parts of India till the 22nd of this month. The scorching heat in Rajasthan had a widespread impact on life. Amidst the scorching heat in the state, the maximum temperature in Sri Ganganagar has crossed 46 degrees Celsius mark. A report.
The administration is making all possible efforts to protect the people from the scorching heat. Special arrangements have been made in hospitals for heat stroke patients. Water is being sprinkled on the roads. To provide relief to the common people from scorching heat, arrangements for cold water are being made at various places and shade arrangements are being made by putting up tarpaulins in the market. The administration has advised the general public to remain cautious and go out in afternoon only when necessary. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has predicted that a heat wave will continue till next week. Sudarshan Nahar, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
On to sports, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports Mission Olympic Cell has inducted next generation squash players Anahat Singh, Abhay Singh and Velavan Senthil Kumar into the development group of the Target Olympic Podium Scheme TOPS. The squash players have been inducted into TOPS with a focus on 2028 Los Angeles Olympics as the sport is set to debut in the quadrennial games in that edition. Talking about the inclusion, the Squash Rackets Federation of India Secretary General Cyrus Pontra said, "The inclusion of squash in the TOPS program marks a pivotal moment for the sport in India." In badminton, the top Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals of the Thailand Open badminton tournament in Bangkok today. The duo defeated China's Xie Hao Nan and Zhang Wei Han 21-16, 21-11. India's Mirabalu Wang Maisnam continued his impressive run in the tournament. He defeated world number 54 Mads Christensen of Denmark to advance to the quarterfinals. In IPL cricket, the match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Gujarat Titans has been delayed due to rain in Hyderabad. A win today against Gujarat Titans will secure a playoff berth for the Sunrisers Hyderabad. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Hectic campaigning continues for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections, leaders crisscrossing states to garner support. Government slashes prices of 41 commonly used medicines and 6 formulations. India offers to install green hydrogen production facility as per global demand. IMD predicts heatwave conditions over northwest India and Bihar for next 5 days. Sports Ministry inducts 3 squash players into flagship top scheme to improve medals tally at 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. And in Thailand Open badminton, men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advance to quarterfinals. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.